On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a... Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry today, tomorrow, and Thursday. The phone number is 888-455-1360. Did you hear Fozzie? Because I'm sitting there trying to give the phone number, and I hear Fozzie in my headphones. That's awesome. Okay, so if you want to be a part of the show, 888-455-1360. Talking about the NSA leak and the reason we know about it, Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden was a contractor working for the NSA, saw some things that apparently he objected to, collected apparently a ton of material. I don't mean one or two little items. I mean a ton of material. Leaked some. And then split. First, he went to China, and then he ended up in the Soviet Union, Russia. All right. Now, let's think for a second. A few days ago, last week, there was some rumors flying around that the State Department, that the White House, the Justice Department, who knows who, but they were all kind of kicking around the idea of saying to Snowden, you know, if you give back the information that you took, we will make all of your legal problems here in the U.S. go away. We'll give you amnesty. I mean, why not? We're thinking about giving amnesty to the illegal aliens. Why not amnesty to Edward Snowden? So the government, as soon as this story broke, started going, whoa, whoa, no, uh-uh, no, we're not thinking of giving amnesty. That's no, not at all. And to make sure that we understand how serious the government is about not wanting to give amnesty to Edward Snowden, the current National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, was on 60 Minutes. Let's see, 60 Minutes, CBS. They are well known for being factual. They are not known at all for being an Obama sympathizer and going along with... No, not at all. CBS, staunch journalism. Very dependable. And Susan Rice. Remember, we can trust Susan Rice because she's the one that came out after Benghazi and said the attack that killed Ambassador Stevens and others... The attack was completely as a result of a anti-Muslim video. It got everybody all ticked off, and this is why. Yet, we now know that the White House knew at the time, before Susan Rice went out and flapped her gums about, well, basically lied to us, they knew that the video had nothing to do with it. But Susan Rice, she's the one. We can count on her, right? So she comes out and says Edward Snowden would never be granted amnesty. He doesn't deserve it. Quote, we don't think that Snowden deserves amnesty. We believe he should come back, he should be sent back, and he should have his day in court. So you're thinking, okay, well, you know, Susan Rice said it, so it's got to be true, right? That's got to be the end of it. When host Leslie Stahl pressed Rice on the potential threat of other documents being released and whether in there any offers were being made to Snowden to prevent such leaks, Rice would not comment. She said, quote, Leslie, you know I'm not going to get into a negotiation with you on camera about something that sensitive. Rice's comments echo those of White House Press Secretary Jay Carney, again, another outstanding, staunch person that touts individualism and would never just be a lackey mouthpiece for the White House. He told reporters last week that Snowden has been accused of leaking classified information, faces felony charges, not to be returned to the U.S. and let the legal process play out. Carney said Snowden will be given due full process and added that the administration is pressing Russia and others on the issue of his return. You know what that says to me? That, to me, confirms the rumor, confirms it, as far as I'm concerned, that Snowden could get amnesty if he were to come back to the United States and turn over his what he knows. The information that that was out says that Snowden has everything. That Snowden has in his possession information on covert operations, covert operatives, ongoing surveillance of not only of our considered state enemies, but of our allies as well. How it's been done, when it's been done, how long it's being done, what the results are. Basically, he's got everything, according to the inside information that has been reported. He's got it all. And yet he is in Russia. And he has told South America, Brazil, you don't like what the United States is doing? You think that maybe we, it should be stopped? You would like to prevent it? I can do that for you. I can help you. But he also said, in order for me to do that, you've got to let me have asylum in your country. You know, I don't think it's too far-fetched to think that other nations could say, Snowden's an asset. Let's bring him to our country and find a way to get some kind of a defense against the United States overreaching spying. So the United States isn't just spying on foreign entities. We're spying on our allies, which, listen, that's nothing new. Don't be shocked by that. In addition to spying on us. Now, just for fun, as the end of the Snowden topic and the NSA spying topic, just for fun, if you would, get out some duct tape and some tinfoil, wrap it around your head really, really good so that the government mind control rays will not infiltrate, and let us now talk about something rather spooky. If you are a conspiracy theorist, you're going to love this. There is an ally of Edward Snowden. He is a journalist slash activist. His name is Jacob Applebaum. He currently lives in Berlin. He is one of the journalists that has access to some of the information that Edward Snowden has. And he is claiming there have been multiple break-ins slash raids on his apartment while he travels abroad. And he is convinced, I wonder why, that the United States is behind it. Over the weekend, he published an interview with a magazine called Berliner Zeitung. He described some strange scenarios that have been haunting him. He said, when I flew away from Germany for an appointment, I installed 4 alarm systems in my apartment. When I returned, 3 of them had been turned off. The 4th, however, had registered that somebody was in my apartment, or flat, as he calls it, although I'm the only one with a key. Some of my effects, the positions of things that I carefully note, in other words, on his desk, where the phone is, where the notepad is, where the pens are, where the red slingline stapler is, all of that, he makes a note of in case there are people that come into his apartment and snoop around. He said, everything was askew, and my computers had been turned on and off. He says, the monitoring pressure has ultimately destroyed my relationship with my girlfriend. And think about that for a second, ladies. If you were dating somebody and his apartment was getting broken into and he was constantly looking over his shoulder, almost convinced that government agents were watching, surveilling, and may even take him at any time, would that make for a fun relationship? On TV, sure. Real life, not so much. He says that this is because all of this attention that he's receiving is because he has access to the information, some of the information that Snowden has. He is also very, very closely connected to the website WikiLeaks. Again, this is where this information was dumped. He says he moved to Berlin because he considered Germany to have better privacy protection and because he felt unsafe in the United States after repeated detentions at American airports following his trips abroad. He really shouldn't refer to his girlfriend that way. Sorry, had to. However, he suspects that he remains the subject of investigations. He says, when one begins to keep an accounting of happenings and the growing frequency falls on you, he says, you begin to believe you are being looked at carefully. He said, on October 10th, for example, there were two women trying to get into his apartment. They pretended that the property manager had given them a key because they were looking to rent the apartment. He talked to the management, and they said, we have no clue what you're talking about. We never gave a key to anybody. So there you go. Applebaum. He believes he is being looked at very carefully by the NSA and the American government. All right, quickly before we go, let's talk to Andy in Green Bay. Good morning, Andy. Thanks for calling in. What can we do for you?
Hey, top of the morning. A couple of things that I guess I wanted to point out. When that 60-minute interview aired, of course they offered him his day in court, right, Edward Snowden?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is when he took the position with the NSA, they make you sign away your constitutional rights because you've got access to some of these federal documents that are, of course,
right.
Sensitive. So
right.
When he comes back in, he essentially would not have rights. And with, of course, Obama and the administration furthering the NDAA Act, they could just indefinitely detain him.
Oh, no, they wouldn't do that, would they?
Of course not.
Come
and then
on.
The other thing is,
being overly
conspiracy
critical.
Theorists. A conspiracy is when two people plot in secret. So that's the definition. And when half of these conspiracy theories, quote unquote, turn into facts, I mean, I'm getting better news sourcing and information from, I mean, like InfoWars, for instance, that I thought was blasphemy to begin with. But when half of this stuff turns into fruition, who do you believe?
Well, let me tell you about Alex Jones and InfoWars. My problem with him is this. He takes nuggets of truth and spins it to be inflammatory and misses the real issues. Alex Jones and that website, they take really good information and then they just go absolutely nuts with it off their rocker, and it dilutes and minimalizes the importance of what they do find. So, yeah, you can sift through their crap and find some nuggets of gold every once in a while. Just don't take his opinion and his view on things as gospel. All right, let's take another break. It's 18 after 10. Let's take another little break, and let's lighten it up a little bit. Let's talk about really interesting small apartments in New York City. Are they a good idea or a bad idea? Just to lighten it up. We'll be right back. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry Bader. Phone number,
888-455-1360. The Jerry Bader Show.